Even though May isn't over, the television ratings period known as the May sweeps ended last night, which will mean a different sort of television for the next several months. TV critic David Bianculli looks at this year's season finales and the whole idea of season finales in general.
You know, back in the old days of TV, let's say the 60s and 70s, primetime series didn't end their seasons with flashy finales. Except for weekly soap opera shows like Peyton Place, they just ended, serving up an episode of Mannix or the Mary Tyler Moore Show that wasn't much different from the one the week before. But that was before shows like Hill Street Blues brought serialized storylines to the regular drama series, and programs like Dallas and Twin Peaks showed how you could get people buzzing all summer with the right cliffhanger mystery. Who shot J.R.? Who killed Laura Palmer? Those were the season finales that launched 1,000 ships, or at least 1,000 newspaper articles and magazine covers. Since then, almost every TV drama and an increasing number of the sitcoms have gotten into the season finale game. They're like dozens of kids running around the same community pool, all shouting, "Look at me! Look at me!" This trend has gotten out of hand, and for two reasons. One is that when every show proclaims itself as special, it's a harder sell. The other reason it's gotten out of hand is that with every show presenting and promoting its season finale, the overall effect is that all the six networks basically are reminding viewers they're about to close shop for the summer. Yes, there will be new summer series this year. After the astounding success ABC had last summer launching Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, you better believe it. But those favorite shows you've been watching faithfully since last fall? New episodes of those series won't be back until September. Actually, make that October, because NBC is covering the Olympics from Australia the last 2 weeks of September this year, so the networks won't be launching their new shows against that competition. So when we say goodbye to shows in May, we're waving goodbye for 5 months. And the networks wonder why their overall audience share erodes each year. As for specific finales this May, how many of them were worth it? Most of them, despite all the hype, delivered pretty much what was expected. Mulder was abducted by aliens on The X-Files, explaining why David Duchovny would be in fewer shows next season. Daphne and Niles finally committed to one another on Frasier, a move that will change the dynamic of a good but aging show that really needed a change. Chandler proposed to Monica on Friends, Bobby and Lindsay got married on The Practice, and Captain Janeway of Star Trek Voyager became the second starship captain to be turned into a Borg during a season-ending cliffhanger. Some finales this year were truly strange. Al Gore played a cartoon superhero version of himself in a what-if episode of Futurama, which is worth hearing just because it's so improbable.
Who are you people?
I'm Al Gore, and these are my vice presidential action rangers, a group of top nerds whose sole duty is to prevent disruptions in the space-time continuum.
I thought your sole duty was to cast the tie-breaking vote in the Senate.
That, and protect the space-time continuum. Read the Constitution.
And a sci-fi show called The Others, on NBC, ended its season by killing all its characters in an alternate reality dream state. Since NBC canceled the show, those characters, like the series, will remain dead. No big loss. Which finales worked the best? Aaron Sorkin served up two of them. On The West Wing, an already excellent episode ended with a sudden assassination attempt, and we'll have to wait until October to find out which characters got shot. And on his Sports Night sitcom, the season finale was built around a fear that the show within a show, also called Sports Night, would be canceled. At the end, a billionaire investor saves the day and tells the show's producer, played by Felicity Huffman, why.
You're keeping the station?
Yeah.
You're keeping the show?
Yeah. It's a good show, Dana. Anybody who can't make money off Sports Night should get out of the money-making business.
That's basically Aaron Sorkin delivering an author's message to ABC. And guess what? ABC canceled Sports Night anyway. Other excellent season finales this year included Once and Again, with its slow-motion walk to the front door, NYPD Blue, with Andy Sipowicz praying to God in a most emotional manner, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, with a dream world confrontation setting up lots of new possibilities for next season, and Roswell, with a cliffhanger that also changed the status quo for next year. And finally, though the entire episode didn't work as well as I'd hoped, I loved the final scene of the all-musical episode of Ally McBeal. The episode used almost a dozen old Randy Newman songs, and the closing selection was the best choice of all. James Naughton, who plays Allie's father, sat at the piano and serenaded his daughter with a beautifully sung rendition of Newman's A Real Emotional Girl, a song that predates Allie, but actually could have been written with that character in mind. I'll close with that, and with the hope that if we're stuck with the concept of season finales, at least they can all aspire to leave us with something worth remembering.
David Biancole is TV critic for the New York Daily News.